Welcome, friends, to the Bible Basics Explained. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be talking about what the Bible has to say about peace. In John chapter 20, verse 19, we read, "On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.'" He said peace, first off, because they would have been afraid to see him walking through walls. But number two, he said peace because it was also a blessing. He wanted them to be at peace. And in the Bible, peace is one of the prominent themes. In fact, every time a Jewish person greeted another Jew, they would say the word peace in Hebrew, shalom, the Hebrew word for peace. But if there was ever a pregnant word in the Hebrew language, it was this one, because the word was used as a blessing, not just a greeting, and blessings were powerful in Hebrew culture. You see, God, when he created the world, it says that God blessed his creation, saying it was good. So therefore, peace has a sense of all is well as God intended it. Therefore, when you blessed another Jew by saying peace to you, you were saying wholeness, completeness, blessedness. Not only that, God blessed Adam and Eve, and they lived at peace. Then when God started his relationship with a pagan named Abram, later Abraham, he stated that he would bless him above all the peoples of the whole world, and through him, he would become a blessing to bless the world. And from then on, that blessing was something ingrained into them as a people. They knew that they were a people meant to be blessed. Therefore, when you said peace to you, shalom to another Jew, you were saying all the blessedness that God created us for. Not only did it hearken back to creation, everything in its right place, wholeness, completeness, togetherness, but it meant everything was balanced and right. Now, the opposite word for peace in the Bible is anxiety, which means the opposite of coming together in wholeness, and literally means to be pulled apart in all directions. And when you're anxious, that's pretty much how you feel. David once wrote figuratively about the anxiety he faced and expressed it poetically in Psalm 22 by saying, "All of my bones are out of joint." What a perfect picture of anxiety. But peace, gathered into one, all is well, is the opposite. Everything brought back into wholeness. Even better, it means blessed. It was used as a blessing because it was meant to convey God's heart was to bless you. And not only do you begin to see this pattern of blessing in the scripture when you study it, but you also see God's heart in creation is also his heart in salvation. That's why every single New Testament epistle begins with grace and peace to you. God made grace for us, or grace with us, so that we could have peace with him. You see, Jesus used this word to calm the storm. He literally turned to the storm on the sea and said, "Shalom," or "Peace, be still." Also, we see Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel, was Jerusalem, or Jerusalem, the city of peace. Furthermore, Jesus, as a messianic title, was called the Prince of Peace. Isaiah said that would be one of his titles. Yes, my friend, you are meant to have peace, and only one can give it to you, Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Therefore, today, no matter who you are or what you feel like, we leave you with this very important blessing. Peace to you from God. Peace to you from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Shalom.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.